At one of Norway's more than 1,200 fish farms, it's feeding time for the salmon. The fish pens are showered with nutritious pellets, and the sea soon starts boiling with hungry fish snapping them up. Norway's aquaculture industry is massive. 60% of the world's Atlantic salmon is produced here. The annual export is worth more than 5 billion euro. But as the industry has grown, so have the numbers of a small parasite, which has become its biggest threat, the sea lice. It damages the fish, which then cannot be used as food. All this comes at a cost of some 310 million euro a year. And the parasite has begun developing resistance to medicines, which are now routinely added to the fish feed.
This is then the test bench, and now we are in the laboratory that we can take all the laces when they are coming in, and we can do a final check to see that everything is okay.
Jon Arne Breivik and his company, Stingray, believe they've found a possible non-invasive solution to the sea lice challenge. They're operating out of an industrial estate in Oslo, hundreds of kilometres away from Norway's West Coast fish farms.
And what you can see here is then that we are using a green laser. And the reason for that was simply because we found that it was the best color to be absorbed by the sea lice.
They've constructed a unit the size of a punching bag containing cameras, sensors and, crucially, a laser gun, which can all be submerged into the pens of fish farms. What happens next might sound like science fiction, but it's very much science fact.
As the fish swim by, we detect the sea lice on the fish, and in a matter of some few milliseconds, the system decides that, okay, we will make a laser beam towards the sea lice, and we kill the sea lice as the fish is swimming by. So that means even that we have a lock on target like they have on the fighter planes, so it's a pretty cool thing.
Heavy fire, boss, 23 degrees, I see it, stay low.
And yes, watching the system in action is a bit like watching Star Wars, if you imagine the laser units as the Death Star and the salmon as spaceships. But wait, wouldn't that harm the fish?
The fish is like a disco ball or a mirror, if you like, and it reflects the light from the laser, whereas the sea lice itself absorbs the energy, and that's why it coagulates and dies.
So there's no harm done to the fish at all? Just bounces off?
Well, so far we have treated several millions of fish, and I can tell you that fish farmers have been there with their magnifying glass and their microscopes, and there haven't been one single damage or wound so far.
Environmental organisations have long sounded warning bells about the aquaculture industry in Norway and elsewhere. For them too, the main worry is the sea lice.
And now you have in a situation where we're producing 1.2 million tons of farmed salmon. And that means that there is such a huge amount of hostess for the parasite.
Caroline Andauer is a conservation director at WWF Norway. She says the scale of fish farming in Norway is what has brought the number of parasites out of control. And it impacts on wild salmon too.
Aquaculture in Norway, salmon farming, is doing in an open net system. It means that parasites can float freely between the wild environment and the cage that the farm salmon is in.
So new technological solutions like laser treatment is, I guess, something that you would welcome?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's one of the technology that is interesting to see, but also it seems a little bit far-fetched that we can use only laser technology to shoot down every sea lice that is out there. We have to take one step back and see, well, what is really needed to actually solve the problem with sea lice, that it's a problem for the environment. And that is that the whole industry just has to sit down, come together, saying we can't grow anymore before we have a permanent solution on how to fix the sea lice problem.
The lice is rather big. It's the size of a fly. We are treating up to 1.5 meters away from the laser, and so the precision required is not that extreme.
Back at the Stingray Company's workshop, they remain optimists. This is Espen Beck, the engineer who had the initial idea for the sea lice laser gun. He's used to a certain level of scepticism, he says.
When you started presenting this idea to investors and people in the industry, what were their initial reactions?
I earned a lot of laughter because the initial thought of the majority of people I spoke to were that this could not be done. But I just was persistent and insisting on that it could be done. And so since the last 5 years, it has been all about sea lice every day.
So far, around 50 laser gun units are in operation at Norwegian fish farms, all controlled from the Oslo offices of Stingray. Orders keep coming in, though, and by the end of this year, they believe they'll have doubled the number of installations. While the laser treatment of salmon has proved efficient, the scale of the industry means that, for now, other treatments like chemicals and medicine will continue to play an important part in the fight against the sea lice. Lars Bevanger, DW, Oslo.